Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope your day and your week is off to a great start. My name's Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And this past Sunday kicked off a brand new series we're calling Asking for a Friend, where we ask the difficult questions that so many of us think, but maybe are a little bit hesitant to ask. And I think everybody phrased it this way on Sunday. 1 Corinthians 6 and 7, really getting these relational insights to help us believe correctly and treat each other carefully. And I just love that heart for this series. And I think that's so good for us to keep in mind. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul addressing the church in Corinth and talking about these lawsuits and these civil disagreements and things being brought to public court and judgment being given on those disagreements between Christians specifically by non-Christians. And Paul is saying, no. Like, that cannot happen because it doesn't give a right and good representation of Christ. Like, don't you realize that you yourselves will be judges of the world alongside Christ, which is extraordinary and so easy, I think, for us to just sort of glaze over like, yeah, Paul, okay, great. We'll be seated with Christ judging the world, on and on and on. Like, wait a second, we're going to be seated with Christ judging? Like, that's extraordinary. And Paul says, look, with that in mind, you need to understand how that should then affect and impact the way in which you live today and how you deal with arguments today. And he, you know, there's a lot to be said there, but I think what's really, really important for us and is like, you know, a cheese grater to our soul is when in verse 7, Paul says, to have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? That is, I mean, that language is so anti what we typically value in our culture, in our civilization today. The idea that we would willingly and knowingly be wronged, that we would willingly and knowingly be defrauded and just say, okay. Again, it's like a cheese grater to our soul. There's something in us that just rises up against that. And what I would say to that is, while I think so much within us just wants to rail against that, we have to look to Christ as our ultimate example. While everything in us wants to be right, wants to be have things be fair, while everything in us wants justice, when we look to the cross, we see that Jesus was right, and yet he allowed himself to be crucified. We see that Jesus was treated unfairly. It was the ultimate form of unfairness, and yet he allowed himself to be crucified. Jesus himself allowed himself to be the subject of injustice. And when we keep that in mind, what we see is that the ultimate motive and the ultimate sort of aim of Christ was the goal to seek and to save the lost. And he did that through his atoning sacrifice on the cross. And so when we are in disagreements with one another, when things happen that are wrong, when we are wronged, when we are right, and yet it seems as though we will never be acknowledged to be right, when there is injustice happening, and there are certain injustices that we should fight in the world 100% absolutely, and yet there are these petty things that come up when we just need to say, okay, I need to have a bigger and broader perspective here. I need to keep the eternal in mind, which will therefore allow me to submit myself and to humble myself and even be defrauded if that helps the case of Christ. Do you see that? And I think when we look at our lives, not as sort of these things in which we use to prop ourselves up, to always be right, to be put ahead of others, and instead we look at our lives as opportunities to point people to Jesus, suddenly pointing people to Jesus becomes the ultimate aim of our life. And when Jesus becomes the ultimate aim, and when pointing people to Jesus becomes the ultimate aim, well, then we're going to live in relationship with others far differently. And so maybe there's something going on in your life right now where you are struggling with it. It is difficult. It is hard. You are feeling as though you're being defrauded. You're feeling as though there's injustice, and that's hard. And I don't want to minimize that in any way. If you are unsafe in any way, you should seek authorities. If you are being abused in any way, you should seek counsel and authorities. I want to be very, very clear with that. And yet, what I also want to say, if you are in petty arguments, if you are in things that are not ultimately important, if you are seeking to get what you are owed to an unhealthy degree with a brother or sister in Christ, I need you to keep the cross of Christ in mind. I need to keep the cross of Christ in mind. What is ultimately most important? And we need desperately the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to do that remotely well. So let's pray to that end today. I'm going to kick us off in prayer, and I want you to pray as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us the cross as the ultimate example of what it is to lay down our lives. And in this life, there will be injustice. In this life, there will be things that are not fair. In this life, we will be wronged. We will be defrauded. And Father, I ask that you would give us the ability to see that and to see the cross as greater and worth it. And you would give us the endurance by your power, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to in all situations, in our relationships with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, seek ultimately to represent the gospel in and through our lives. We need you to do that, Father. We trust you to do that in us and through us. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen.